So these batteries right there would take care of Roman streets, there's one station. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is of life in Christ Jesus, and made me free from the law of sin and death. For that the law could not be, and that it will eat through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. For that the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. 6. For the carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. This means the Bible.
Amen. Good morning.
It's a wonderful thing to be here this morning. We are grateful to God for the opportunity to worship God. And that is why it's such a wonderful thing. If you listen to this lesson this morning, you know, coming to church is an opportunity for us to guide ourselves, to learn, and to glorify God in every way of our life. As we live every day, there are so many challenges that we face. But times and opportunities like this are the chance we have to correct ourselves and to build our life in the Spirit. I think it's connected. No. It's disconnected. Oh God. Sorry. I'm so fast, sorry. Discussing with ourselves this morning is walking in the Spirit. If you go with the Bible reading, the scripture was telling us about the struggles of Paul and how there is the need for us to be spiritual. The Christian life is surrounded by so many struggles. Yes, it is one thing that we have believed in Christ, but it's another thing for us to remain in Christ. Having experienced the joy and the faith that is in Christ, yet every day as Christians, we struggle. We still make effort. We still deal with the challenges of life. We struggle with our faith. We struggle with so many things. And so this morning, I would just want us to use this opportunity to draw our minds back. Because most of the challenges that we face as Christians is as a result of we not walking in the Spirit. Because the body and the Spirit, they are wrestling against each other. The Christian life is characterized by very many challenges. A few of those challenges, our desires, a lot of the things that trouble us as Christians, even though we have received the assurance that we should not worry, but we are in the flesh. We cannot stop ourselves from being hungry. Can we? No. We still have need. We still have wants. We still have family. We still have care. These are some of the things that we still struggle about. Another one is our service to God. Yes, we have come here to serve God, but we still experience challenges in terms of our faith. Should I? Should I not? Am I convinced about this or not? So, as Christians, there is need for us to we align ourselves with the worship of God. We struggle with our freedom. The Bible told us that we have been invited into liberty. But today, we still desire to be free. We still desire peace. We still desire to get free from the things that war against us. So, my dear brethren, we experience so many challenges, which of course, just like Apostle Paul experienced and provided a solution, this morning our desire is to call our minds back into the Spirit of God, into working, into developing a culture, an attitude of being in the Spirit, so that we can align our purpose with the purpose of our Creator. Yes, we have come here to fellowship, but sometimes we come unsatisfied. Have you ever experienced that? Sometimes we feel disconnected, but according to our chapter this morning, we're supposed to be family. We are supposed to feel fulfilled. We are supposed to feel safe, a sense of belonging, but yet this is part of our struggle. And some of the reasons why some of us don't come to church, because the connection, the fellowship, the true union is not there. This is part of what we wrestle with on a daily basis as Christians. We struggle with our relationships in the home, parents and children, husbands and wives, trying to build and yet plugging down. There was a question this morning about why can't we have that kind of unity that was in the early days of Christ. When people become converted, their whole family, we read of the different accounts our teacher gave us, how households were converted. A man, even a woman, our entire household became converted. But today, our hearts are so disjointed, and there is a need for us to pull ourselves back into our main purpose, which is living in the Spirit. Yes. Let's take a quick look at Paul's struggle. If you read the book of Romans chapter 7, Paul described his struggle, how he struggled with the things he desired to do and that which he couldn't do. The one that he's not willing to do, that is the one he finds himself doing. If you read Romans chapter 7 from verse 15 to 25, Paul struggled a lot with sin. He even described it as captivity, that it is sin that has captivated him and make him feel guilty and condemned. But before he left, in verse 1 of Romans chapter 8, he gave us a way out. The book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 1, which we have read, he said, "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death." A lot of the time, Christians struggle today, it is because of sin. And what is sin? Sin is going contrary to the will of God. At the point of baptism, the Bible told us that we are given the gift of the Spirit. And so it becomes even more challenging, because your spirit and the worldly mind wrestle against each other. The passage says, for what the law could not, in that it was weak Through the flesh, God sent in his Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh. For sin condemned sin to the flesh. If you move to verse 5, he said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. A lot of the reason why we are perhaps have not enjoyed the peace that is in Christ, the joy of salvation, we sang, King David talked about, it's because we are probably still in the flesh. He said, but they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, carnal means worldly, things of natural man. Of course, we are made of natural body. But Jesus has called us into life and has given us a spirit. He said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Why? In verse 7, he said, because the carnal mind is enmity with God. A lot of the times when we come to Christ, we still carry the baggage of our cares, our wants, our desires, our personality into Christ. And the Bible says these are contrary to each other. It said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. This is what we are all looking for. That great life. The Bible says, Jesus said when he was physically here, he said, I have brought life, that you may have life abundantly. But do we have it today? To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity with God, for it is not subject unto the law of God. As long as we carry the baggage of ourselves and our flesh and our desire, we will find it difficult to subject ourselves to the law of God. Some weeks ago, I talked about why we were here, how we give ourselves to Christ. Jesus don't take over us. We have to submit ourselves. He said, he is not subject unto the law of Christ, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are after the flesh cannot please God. So my dear brethren, we are in the world, but we are not of this world. As Christians, we have to start changing our perspective. Yes, the body desires. Yes, the body, our mind craves. But once we are in Christ, the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 3, from verse 26 to 27, it said, for as many of you that believe in Christ, that become the sons of God, for as many as been baptized, has put on Christ. Our faith in Christ has turned us to be different, to be children of God. So now let's quickly look at it. What does it mean to be carnally minded? We've been talking about the flesh, the natural man. What does it mean? Because these are the reasons why we struggle as Christians. Because when we became a Christian, we are supposed to have abundance of life. We are supposed to feel satisfied, have a purpose, have a meaning for our life. But now, do we experience this? The Bible we have read, it said, it was because of our carnal mind. What does carnality mean? It means to be driven or influenced by what? By the flesh. So our flesh craves for satisfaction. It craves for comfort. Today now, you can see the sun burning. If you sit in the sun, maybe for another 10 minutes, you would desire a shade, won't you? When our attention is being influenced by our flesh, we are being carnal. When human desires, what are human desires? Our wants, pride, recognition, these are human desires. When it begins to influence our decision and our attitude, attitude, our behavior, we are being carnal. When we embrace worldly values, today is a different world. Apart from when we come to Christ, we have cultural values, we have moral values. But in our society today, all of these are almost completely eroded. What are worldly values? Trends. Social media is like a god. It's almost like we can't live without having to have a moment on our phone and interact with the social media. And what does all these things give us? It portrays the values of this life. Pride is a value in this life. People want to show up. They want to prove themselves. Yes, pride is one of the values in this life. Self-centeredness, it's all about me. These are some of the things that destroy our relationship. This is some of the things that we wrestle why we cannot have a sweet fellowship. These are some of the things that hinder our worship with God. These are some of the things that destroy our household. Immorality. Immorality has been like a norm today. Even government, society, even religious organizations have embraced immorality. Why? Because they want the world to accept them. But we are pride. The Bible says, to be carnally minded is what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Another worldly value is revenge. It is natural for us when we are abused or when we are offended, for us to, yes, I need to give a piece of my mind. I need to show up. But when we embrace this kind of value, we are being worldly. Focus on appearance. A lot of the time, we want to show up. We want to protect our own reputation. I can't take that. I am valued. But when we embrace this, we are being carnal. We are being worldly. The book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 7. Prophet Samuel said, man looketh appearance, but God looketh what? The heart. Now that we are Christian, now that we are in Christ, God is interested in the content of your heart. Not smiling by faith and hatred inside. Not grievance within and smile outside. These are worldliness. Lukewarmness. I want to be here and I don't want to participate. I want to be here but I don't want to show up. The Bible says, let your light so shine. As Christians, we cannot afford to be lukewarm. The book of Revelation, you are neither hot nor cold. And what will I do? I will spew you out. For us to be lukewarm, neither here nor there, we are being carnal. Jealousy. A lot of the time, we express this attitude. And when we express this attitude in a negative way, I know that God is a jealous God. The only one who is righteous and faithful and true is God. But when we express jealousy towards anger, this is being worldly. Division. In the book of 1 Corinthians, let's quickly read chapter 3, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. The Bible says, For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there are among you envy, strife, division, Are ye not carnal? These are some of the things that low current of strife, of separation, of grouping, of division, of envy. When we allow this, the Bible says we are being carnal, materialism. When we embrace wealth or the desire for this world more than the desire for God, we are being materialistic. In Jesus' popular parable, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Without believing in the power of God for his provision, we cannot serve him in the right way. Another word we value is strife. When there is fighting and anger in our home, in our family, in our relationship, within the church, this is carnal. This is being worldly. Relativism, this is an English word. And it simply means when we believe, some people don't believe in absolute truth. But the Bible says the church is where? Is the pillar and the ground of truth. Let the whole world be wrong. But here, we have to abide in the truth. Even though we strive every day, but here, the Bible is true. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man." So we have to embrace the truth. We don't have to be relative. And as a Christian, the Bible says, "All things are profitable for me, but not all things are expedient." We have to humbly submit ourselves into the leadership of God. There is a passage of the Bible, James chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "Wherefore," let's quickly read, James 1. It says, "Lay aside all filthiness and superficialness of nothingness, that we should embrace with meekness the engrafted word." By humility, by meekness, we can embrace the truth that is in Christ. When we seek control among ourselves, when we seek power, when we seek recognition, the Bible says this is carnality. This is being worldly. The Bible says, if anyone wants to be the head, that he must serve the others. Now, in contrast, what does being spiritually minded, what does it mean? To be spiritually minded, which Christ has called up unto, is one, submitting ourselves unto the rulership of the Holy Spirit. Like I said earlier, it is possible for God to turn us into remote and make us do whatever he wants us to do. But God didn't create us like that. He said he created us in his own likeness to be able to make decisions. So if we must be spiritual, we have to submit ourselves into the rulership of the Holy Spirit. We have to submit ourselves into the guidance and leadership of the Spirit of God. Living by the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and 16. Let's quickly read. Galatians 5, 16. He said, "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Jesus, when he was talking to his disciples, he said, "You cannot serve two masters. You either choose one." But some of us, when we come to Christ, we have seasons. Seasons of righteousness and seasons of myself. Seasons of the world. But when we come to Christ, we must be spiritual so that we can reap the life and peace which is promised. We have to choose Christ at all times. Renew our minds daily. Sometimes we can be dissuaded. We can be influenced. We can be carried away. But as Christians, the Bible says, we should not conform to this world, but renewing your mind. It's a continuous thing. We have to renew our mind on a daily basis if we must be spiritual. And that is why it is good and admirable for us to come to classes like this in order to get encouraged, to remind ourselves where we are lacking and be refocused on Christ. To be spiritual, we have to embrace fellowshipping. We can't afford not to fellowship with the people of God because it's a good thing. It's not just in obedience to the will of Christ, but it is a service. It's a form of worship. Being spiritually minded is displaying the fruit of the Spirit. Let's quickly read Galatians 5, 22 to 23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to ask yourself, these fruits, can they see it in me? You are not the one to portray. Jesus said, by their fruit we shall do what? We shall know them. Can we say we have this fruit in our life? The fruit of love. Remember what love is. Endures all things. The Bible says, love does not boast. It's not the seat of its home. Can we say the fruit of peace is in our life? Can we say we are long-suffering? Are we gentle? Do we have goodness? Are we demonstrating faith? Are we meek? Are we temperate in all of our ways? If we don't have this fruit, there is no way we can be spiritually minded. We have to be heavenly focused. This world is passing by. We cannot overstate it. The world, people outside may not believe it, but the Bible has said, this world that we have is reserved for destruction. The Bible says we should mind heavenly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. And finally, we have to be gospel focused. The book of Matthew chapter 5, it says, let your light so shine before men. How many of us are examples? Have you ever thought that, am I a good example? Have you ever put yourself, the teacher this morning said, we are to preach everywhere. Everywhere. Am I a good example? Am I a light? What are people learning from me? Are people learning bad character? Bad example, what kind of energy or influence am I giving to the world? My dear brothers and sisters, for us to be to inherit life and peace, we have to be spiritually focused. We have to give ourselves to Christ in service. We have to demonstrate by becoming an example. We have to embrace His law and command. We have to stand in His truth. Let's read this passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 16. In verse 12, he said, now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God, which things also we speak, not in words, with man's wisdom, but with the Holy Spirit, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We cannot afford to make physical standard, worldly standard, worldly values be our standard. We have to measure ourselves by the standards of the Spirit. In verse 14, he said, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him." When we remain in ourselves, the things of God cannot align with us. We have to let go of our natural self. He said, "Neither can he know them, because they can only be discerned spiritually." In verse 15, he said, "But he that judgeth all things, yet he himself is not judged. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have known the mind of Christ." My brothers and sisters, a few Sundays ago, we were talking about evangelism, and we read a very interesting writing of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from 15 to 23. He said, "I am everything to all men, so that I can save some." He said, "To the Jews, I become as the Jew, that I might win the Jew." He said, "To the weak, I became as weak, even though I am under the law of Christ, that I might win the weak." And he goes further. He said, "I became all things to all men, that I might save some." I want us to read the other side of it from 24. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians from 24, chapter 9, from 24. He said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, they all run indeed, but not all of them win the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it so that they can win a corruptible prize." He said in 26, "I therefore so run, not as an uncertain person. I fight, not as someone who beats the air, but I keep under my body, and I bring it unto subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself will not be a castaway." We have received the promise. We have received salvation. We have to expect due diligence in order to make our calling and election sure. You can begin your journey today. If you have not met Christ, maybe you have not offered yourself, you can begin working with Him in the Spirit today by taking these few steps. If you must walk in the Spirit, you must embrace the love of God which Jesus has brought. His mercy and grace. He died so that you may be reconciled back to God. The Bible says, Romans chapter 10 verse 17, he said, "Faith cometh by what? Amen. By hearing." Now that you have heard the word, what will you do about it? You have to believe it. Because without believing, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says, "For those that come to God must believe that He is, and is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." You have to repent. We cannot continue in sin that grace may abound. We have seen that being carnally minded is what? is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? It's life and peace. We have to confess Jesus and we must be baptized. Baptism is like a bath. You become rebirthed. And that's when you are called born again. It's a new beginning. It's an opportunity to reunite us back to Christ. I invite you today, embrace Christ, and you will be able to walk in the spirit of Him. May the Lord bless His word in Jesus' name.
Amen.